I love this story about Dorothy Day, the Catholic social activist, that she experienced the San Francisco earthquake when she was 6 years old.
Yeah.
And she saw what you're describing, what happens after a catastrophe. She saw people pouring out to care for each other and to take care of each other. And she asked herself, why can't we live this way all the time? Now, you know, in a community like L'Arche, I mean, I meet people and speak with people all the time who are living that way, who've turned their lives over to caring.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not the norm, right? I mean, when the plane crashes in the ocean, there is, or when, you know, when something like September 11th happened, there is this very dramatic outpouring of care. But then it kind of, you know, life goes back to normal, at least on the surface.
Sure.
So do you have a sense of, I mean, do you have a sense of evolution of this? Do you feel that, you know, what is the difference between what happens when people actually do turn their lives over to this and make this normal? And do you have any sense from the sweep of your lifetime that maybe more people move in that direction? I don't know. I'm not sure what I'm asking.
That's a very important question you're asking. And this is when I've often asked myself. I've known some people that I considered, you know, very generous, very open, and so on. And I've seen them progressively close themselves, you know, begin to shut the doors, to be afraid of being invaded by this problem from the outside. And it's as if their heart, you know, was shriveling. Mm-hmm. And why is that? I don't know. Others, you have the impression that they are always more and more open. I've known some extraordinary people. I met Mother Teresa. I've known, of course, Jean Vanier. I've known Father Thomas Philippe and so on. Who are people who have this extraordinary capacity to enter into relationship with people, always open, and in relationship in which they immediately join, you know, the part which is most hidden and hurt in them.
Mm-hmm.
They have this capacity to enter into this new life, and it seems to deepen and deepen with time. It's as if you had two different ways.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for most of the people, it's something in between.
Right.
You have
this
kind of big awakenings when the big catastrophe happens, either a collective one like a war, an epidemic, a thing like that, or major accident. But it can be also a tragedy inside the family or just outside. And they may react in a way that you cannot predict. Sometimes it's very bad. Sometimes it opens them up. So it's something difficult. But my experience is that once you enter into this way of, I would call it companionship, you know, walking with the suffering person that have come into your life and that you have not rejected, then your heart progressively gets educated by them. You know, they teach you a new way of being.
Your heart gets educated. I like that.
Yeah, yes. We have to be educated by the other. Our heart cannot be educated by yourself. I mean, my heart cannot be educated by myself.
Right.
It can only come out of relationship with others. And if we accept to be educated by the others, to let the other explain to us, you know, what happens to them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how they feel, which is completely different from what we feel, and to let yourself immerse into their world so that they can get into our world, then you begin to share something which is very deep. You will never be the person in front of you, but you will have created what we call communion, the capacity to share at a very deep level.